Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Part 16, The Ecstasy of Transcendental Love. The ecstasy of transcendental love has two components, the context and the cause of the excitement. The context is also divided into two parts, the subject and the object. The exchange of devotional service is the subject, while Krishna is the object. And the transcendental qualities are the causes of excitement. This means that the transcendental qualities of Krishna excite the devotee to serve Krishna. The impersonal Mayavadi philosophers say that the Absolute Truth has no specific qualities, but the Vaishnava philosophers say that the Absolute Truth is described as nirguna, without qualities, because Krishna has no material qualities. But that is not to say that Krishna does not have spiritual qualities, for indeed, Krishna's spiritual qualities are so great and so enchanting that they can even attract a liberated person. And this is explained in the famous Atma Rama verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein it is stated that those who are already situated on the platform of self-realization are attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna. So this means that Krishna's qualities are not material, but pure and transcendental. The higher stage of ecstasy can be characterized by the following 13 transcendental activities: dancing, rolling on the floor, singing, clapping, bristling of the hairs of the body, thundering, yawning, breathing heavily, forgetting social conventions, salivating, laughing, aching, and coughing. All these symptoms are not awakened simultaneously, for they act according to the exchange of transcendental relationships. Sometimes one symptom is prominent, and at another time another is prominent. Atma Rama Chamunayo Nirgrantha Api Urukrame Kurvanti Ahoitukin Bhaktim Itam Bhuta Guno Hari. All different varieties of Atma Ramas, those who take pleasure in Atma or Spirit Self, especially those established on the path of self-realization, although freed from all kinds of material bondage, all desire to render unalloyed devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Hari. This means that the Lord possesses transcendental qualities and can therefore attract everyone, including liberated souls. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained this Atma Rama Shloka very vividly before his chief devotee, Srila Sanatan Goswami. Lord Chaitanya points out 11 factors in the shloka, namely Atma Rama, Munayah, Nirgrantha, Api, Cha, Urukrama, Kurvanti, Ahoitukim, Bhaktim, Ittam Bhuta Guna, Hari. According to the Vishva Prakash Sanskrit Dictionary, there are 7 synonyms for the word Atma, which are as follows: Brahman, the Absolute Truth; body, mind; endeavor, endurance; intelligence, personal habits. The word Munaya refers to those who are thoughtful, those who are grave and silent, the ascetics, the persistent, the mendicants, the sages, and the saints. The word Nirgrantha conveys these ideas. One who is liberated from nescience. One who has no connection with scriptural injunction. That is to say, one who is freed from the obligation of the rules and regulations mentioned in the revealed scriptures, like ethics, the Vedas, philosophy, psychology, and metaphysics. In other words, the fools, the illiterate, the urchins, who have no connection with the regulative principles. The word Nirgrantha also conveys one who is a capitalist or one who is penniless. And according to the Shabda Kosha dictionary, the affix N is used in the sense of either certainty, counting, building, or forbiddance, while the word Grantha is used in the sense of wealth, feces, vocabulary, etc. The word Urukrama means one whose activities are glorious. The word Krama means step. So this word Urukrama specifically indicates Krishna's incarnation as Vamanadev, who covered the whole universe by immeasurable steps. Lord Vishnu is powerful, and his activities are so glorious that he has created the spiritual world by his internal potency and the material world by his external potency. By his all-pervading features, Urukrama is present everywhere as the Supreme Truth, and in his personal feature, Krishna is always present in his transcendental abode of Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna displays his transcendental pastimes in all variegatedness. Krishna's activities cannot be compared to anyone else's, and therefore the word Urukrama is just applicable to Krishna only. According to Sanskrit verbal arrangement, the word Kurvanti refers to doing things for someone else. Therefore, this means that the Atmaramas render devotional service unto Krishna and not for their personal interest, but for the pleasure of the Lord Urukrama. The word Hetu means causal, for there are many causes for one's sense satisfaction, and they can be chiefly classified as material enjoyment, mystic powers, and liberation, which are all generally desired by progressive persons. And as far as material enjoyments are concerned, they are innumerable, and the materialists are eager to increase them more and more because they are under the illusory energy. So there is no end to the list of material enjoyments. However, no one in the material universe can have all of them. And as far as the mystic powers are concerned, there are 8 in all, such as to become the minutest in form, to become weightless, to have anything one desires, to lord it over the material nature, to control other living beings, to throw earthly globes into outer space, etc. All these mystic powers are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the forms of liberation are 5 in number. Therefore, unalloyed devotion means service to the Lord without desire for any of the above-mentioned personal benefits. The powerful personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, can be fully satisfied by such unalloyed devotees who are free from all sorts of desires for personal benefit. Unalloyed devotional service of the Lord progresses in different stages. And the practice of devotional service in the material field is of 81 different qualities. But Above such activities is the transcendental practice of devotional service, which is of one quality and is called sadhana bhakti. When unalloyed practice of sadhana bhakti is matured into transcendental love for the Lord, the transcendental loving service of the Lord begins gradually developing into 9 progressive stages of loving service under the headings of attachment, love, affection, feelings, affinity, adherence, following, ecstasy, and intense feelings of separation. The attachment of the inactive devotee develops up to the stage of transcendental love of God. Attachment of the active servitor develops up to the stage of adherence, and that for a friendly devotee develops up to the stage of following, while the same is also the case for the paternal devotees. Devotees in conjugal love develop ecstasy up to the stage of intense feelings of separation. So these are some of the features of unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. According to Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, the import of the word itam bhuta is complete bliss. Transcendental bliss in the realization of impersonal Brahman becomes comparable to the scanty water contained in the pit made by a cow's hoof, as it is nothing compared with the ocean of bliss of the vision of the personality of Godhead. The personal form of Lord Sri Krishna is so attractive that it comprehends all attraction, all bliss, and all rasas or tastes. These attractions are so strong that no one wants to exchange them for material enjoyment, mystic powers, or liberation. And there is no need of logical arguments in support of this statement. But out of one's own nature, one becomes attracted by the qualities of Lord Sri Krishna. For we must know for certain that the qualities of Krishna have nothing to do with mundane qualities. All of them are full of bliss, knowledge, and eternity. There are innumerable qualities of Krishna, and one is attracted by one quality while someone else is attracted by another. Great sages, such as the 4 bachelor devotees, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sananda, and Sanat Kumar, were attracted by the fragrance of flowers and tulsi leaves anointed with the pulp of sandalwood offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. And similarly, Shukadeva Goswami was attracted by the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Shukadeva Goswami was already situated in the liberated stage, and yet he was attracted by the pastimes of Krishna. So this proves that the quality of Krishna's pastimes has nothing to do with material affinity. Similarly, the young cowherder damsels were attracted by the bodily features of Krishna, and Rukmini was attracted by hearing about the glories of Krishna. Lord Krishna attracts even the mind of the goddess of fortune, and Krishna attracts, in special cases, the minds of all young girls. Krishna attracts the minds of the elderly ladies by paternal affection, and Krishna attracts the mind of the male in the humors of servitude and friendship. The word Hari conveys various meanings, but the chief import of the word Hari is that Krishna vanquishes everything inauspicious and takes away the mind of the devotee by awarding pure transcendental love. By remembering Krishna in acute distress, one can be freed from all varieties of miseries and anxieties. Gradually, Krishna vanquishes all obstacles on the path of devotional service of a pure devotee, and the result of 9 devotional activities, such as hearing and chanting, thus become manifest. And by his personal features and transcendental attributes, Krishna attracts all psychological activities of the pure devotee. Such is the attractive power of Lord Krishna. Such attraction is so powerful that the pure devotee never hankers for any one of the 4 principles of religion, namely dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Thus, these are all the attractive features of the transcendental attributes of Krishna. And adding to this the words api and cha, one can increase the imports unlimitedly. According to Sanskrit grammar, there are 7 synonyms for the word api. And so, by interpreting each and every word of this Atmarama shloka, one can see unlimited numbers of transcendental qualities of Lord Sri Krishna, which attract the mind of the pure devotee. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 1, Teachings to Rupa Goswami, Part 16, The Ecstasy of Transcendental Love. Recorded June 11, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.